I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. Many folks have been following March Madness, the annual NCAA basketball tournament. The Washington Post newspaper decided to have its own competition, calling it Monument Madness. Anyone could vote online. They selected 32 monuments in Washington, D.C. and grouped them into four categories. After the first round of voting, the field was narrowed to a Sweet 16, down to the Elite Eight, then to the Final Four. Much like this year's March Madness, no one could have predicted the matchup in the final round. It was the National CB Memorial versus the National Fire Dog Monument, and the winner is... Well, the CBs held a substantial lead going into the final hours, but the voting was frenzied near the end. When the polls closed, the National Fire Dog Monument had won the very first Monument Madness competition. Fire dogs, or arson dogs, are highly trained animals that use their sensitive noses to detect about 60 different accelerants used to start fires. It used to be a race against time for arson detectives to assess a burned-out area, decide how much material to take back to the lab for testing, and try to do it all before the chemicals dissipated or evaporated. It may take a dog only a matter of minutes to sniff and alert its handler to a suspicious area. The winning monument is aptly named From Ashes to Answers, sculpted in bronze by a former firefighter and commissioned by an arson investigator whose dog Sadie served as the model. It is also one of Washington's newest, dedicated just last year. It managed to beat out a statue of Jim Henson and Kermit the Frog, the Nelson Mandela statue, even the Lincoln Memorial, and finally the Seabees to win the Monument Madness competition. But winning is nothing new for Sadie. She was named the Law Enforcement Arson Dog of the Year for 2011. As the Washington Post warned, don't be fooled by her cuddly appearance. This dog is always sniffing out danger and finding a way to win. Way to go, Sadie, and all the other four-legged heroes who help to serve and protect every day when we're speaking of pets.